There comes a time when you just need to start talking and you just need to share what's going on in your head and your story. And this is what this podcast is about. I have been mulling it around for about, oh gosh, a year, maybe a year and a half. To me, I have done podcasts in the past and they're fun and I love to talk and I love to get things, you know, out that is relatable to other people. But this one is very different to me. The Secret Life of Anxiety is basically what I've lived. It is something that has been a part of me in my blood, in my body, in every cell of my being sometimes since 2003 when I had my first panic attack. And I just, it sat with me. It's something like, you know, I'm sure I've had anxiety my entire life. I did worry about my brothers when they were little and I was in school. Even one day I thought I saw, I was walking home. I must have been, well, it was grade school, so who knows how old I was. I was old enough to understand like what kidnapping was. So I'm going to say like fourth, fifth grade, maybe third. And I, you know, back in the day you walked by yourself. I mean, we were six blocks away from the school and I just kept thinking, wow, that's crazy. But I'd walk and I'd have like sometimes friends and stuff like that. But anyways, I remember looking at this car that was slowing down at a light and there's a little baby boy in the back seat. And to me, I panicked because it looked like my brother. And I just remember feeling dread and thinking, well, I wonder if my mom knows that he's gone. My mom had twin boys, back then. And you know, what a weird thing for a person, a child to kind of have. And so I ran like my ass was on fire. I ran and I busted through the door and I saw both the boys sitting there and I'm just like, okay, we're good. And then I just thought to myself, like, what the hell was that? And I have lived my life pretty much like that since. And this is the 80s and it's 2024. Again, in 2003, I had my first panic attack. I was driving. So of course, guess what? Who has driving anxiety? This girl right here. I know that there's many other people out there that have similar things. And I will say we, because I know that I'm not the only one, but I'm not going to classify and clarify everybody in this category. We don't tend to live on the outside of our lives. We live on the inside. We have this wild imagination. And I kind of sometimes wish I could be a horror writer because a horror story writer, because I can come up with the most craziest outcomes to things in a second. And thankfully none of them have come true, but I worry because one day, what if? So my world in the last year plus has definitely been a shakeup. My husband had a stroke. He's 46. Had a stroke in November of 2022. Yes, it was 2022. It seems like it was forever ago, but and not forever ago at the same point, if that makes sense. I, you know, worried my mom died of a stroke, a brain aneurysm. So there was quite concern, and my mom died in 2009. And fast forward to November of 22, you know, he comes home and says, wow, I had these weird things. I'm like, you had a stroke. And we'll get into this later in another episode. But basically, it took me a few days to get him to go to the ER. And once he did, he was admitted into ICU and he stayed for 4 days. He's great. He's doing well. He's got very little complications from it. There's definitely some memory and some speech. But I mean, for the story of what happened, that's a blessing. And then a month later, on January 1st, my husband decided he wanted to kind of take his dirt bike out for a spin with the boys and the two boys and my daughter. And my son ended up not crashing. He never really crashed. He just hit a jump really weird, and it came down, kind of cased the jump. The frame kind of hit the the pile of dirt that was sitting there, and didn't think anything of it other than almost a week later, he's just like, Mom, I'm having these wild headaches. I can't see. My vision's really funky. You looked into his eyes and they were dark. So not only was I on FMLA for my husband because of his appointments, but now I was on FMLA for my son with his injury. I feel in doctor's offices during that time. And for somebody who's had anxiety and had been to multiple doctors and now kind of has a healthy fear maybe, but you know, that my life changed. And so I was very dedicated and I kind of lost myself. And the whole time I just kept saying to myself, I wish I could just talk. And I wasn't in a good place to do it back then. So I waited. I decided that, you know, going through this process, my daughter was also graduating high school and there was like that nail biting worry of whether she'd make it or not. She graduated, but it was just all these consuming things. And on top of it, you add motherhood that was changing because the kids are driving, the kids are older, kids are graduating, jobs. I felt completely outside of what I wanted to be, what I needed to be. I chose to take last summer and completely go on hikes, go do fun stuff. And that was the start of kind of where I'm at today, to live outside, live out loud. I still worry immensely, deeply, every day. Even when I sat down to do this podcast, there's been so much going on today that I was just like, I'm doing it. So many things were telling me to stop. And one of the things I've learned is you just got to keep chipping at it and keep going, because if not, you will never get anything done. So I'm here with my water and my microphone that doesn't work, but it looks cool, doesn't it? And I'm here just kind of talking about anxiety, talking about how I have secretly lived with it. Most people would think I'm a very outgoing, fun, crazy person that loves to just go on adventures. And I wouldn't say adventures, let's just call them road trips. I love traveling to new places, but it's very difficult when you have driving anxiety and passenger anxiety, and no cell phone service. If you get where I'm going with this, this is a podcast for you. I have definitely felt the need to just be me, start talking, start sharing who I am on the inside, because like I said, people may know me as this person. They would completely be shocked at who I really am, who I'm secretly am, because there's a stigma out there too. You know, I took some time off work for another situation. I'm going to do a whole episode on healthcare because holy shit, I have so much to share, so much that I've learned. Anyways, but I decided to take some time off the end of last year and I finally just went back to work and everything has changed for me in my perspective. But I also want to share with other people because we don't have to live inside our heads all the time. We are going to, irregardless, but there's a healing part of relatability that genuinely helped me back in early 2000s after I had my daughter. And my anxiety went through the roof and my depression tanked, and add in there postpartum. Awful. Like I went to the doctor saying, I don't know who I am right now. Nevertheless, I kind of wanted to tiptoe into this podcast, sharing kind of a few nuggets about myself, sharing who I am, sharing the direction that this is going to go. I have some awesome friends. We have momsiety, which is motherhood anxiety, where we worry about our kids, not just ourselves. So there's a lot that's going to be coming on with this. I'm not going to come out right now and say I'm going to be on every Tuesday at 11 a.m. because A, for one, I don't operate like that. When you hear from me, you know I'm ready and you know it's good. That may change. I don't know. But for right now, this is not going to be such a, you know, well, I have to talk today. It might get there, but I want everybody to listen, who listens, to go, oh, she's back. She's here. She's got something to say. Because I genuinely do. I have a lot to say. June 14th is my last work day. because I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to do my books full time. I have a book series coming out that you can definitely jump in and share your story. It's for moms right now, and it's the pregnancy birth of the series. Then I have my greeting cards for people with anxiety, stress, panic disorder, and depression. There's so much going on, and I want you to join me on this journey. And I want you to be with me as we secretly live with anxiety. But let's start to open ourselves up and understand we're not alone. And there's a tribe of people that are here to be with you and to understand you and to, for you to be the best version of yourself. Because I'm getting there and I want you to join me. All right, subscribe, tell your friends, share this link. I appreciate you taking the time to talk. I appreciate you letting me talk and you taking the time to listen. It's been a wonderful first one, and I'm so glad that I worked through all my anxieties to sit down and record this. My kids just got home, so I'm gonna go. I'll talk to you next one. See you then.